So both of them cause fever and some kind of rash, okay? But the rash is definitely different. So varicella, which is chicken pox, will have a very itchy rash and it breaks out over your entire body, but you end up having different stages of the rash, meaning some are dried over and getting over some, and then you have new lesions come up. So we call that cropping of lesions. They come up in different crops, kind of like you plant corn and they come up in at different time, right? The measles is also a fever and a rash, right? But you usually have a little prodrome with it as well, like a cough, runny nose, those kind of things. You can get little vesicles on the back of your throat called coplit spots. And so that also is a virus. So both of them do not have any antibiotics that will help them go away. Okay, time is our friend with both of those. And for both of them, they can leave your immune system lower than what it was before you were infected. And so both of them can get what we call secondary bacterial infections associated with it. That could be either, have you ever heard of the flesh-eating disease? Actually, that's caused by group A strep. It's a bacteria. And varicella, so chicken pox and group A strep play real bad together. And you can get really bad infections on your arms and legs and body where those lesions were. It's just a secondary bacterial infection to the point where it eats your skin, right? So bad things can happen, right, when bacteria and viruses play together. But if you never got that virus to begin with, you would have never thought about getting the secondary bacterial infection or the pneumonia that puts you at great risk to where you're either hospitalized or, God forbid, had to go in critical care.